The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I've made clear to the president that if he acts unilaterally on his own, outside of his authority, he will poison the well, and there will be no chance for immigration reform moving in this Congress. It's as simple as that.
Speaker of the House John Boehner opens things up wide open, the combat zone on the Hill with the first presser. Talking about immigration there, you can bet that's going to be one of the first tugs of war that we see between 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the big boys in the Capitol. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing, America, in those nooks and crannies? Ready for the weekend? Whew, can't you just feel it? I think so. And what a crazy week it has been versus what last week was. Still is crazy. Right? Every day it's like that. We get hit in a lot of different directions. But because of the midterm elections, I think we're really starting to see how it's going to shape up in D.C. None of this is a surprise. If you've listened to America Tonight, you know, I always say this, and I really mean this, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, libertarian, whatever you want to call yourself, you're all invited to the party because your two cents absolutely matters. It matters to me and it matters to this nation. More people get active, if more people do that, the better off we all are, no matter what your say is. And passion can lead to some really good things. And here's an example of what we've seen in the midterm elections. There were people that were upset, people that weren't just Republicans, who decided, okay, we're going to make a change. And that's what we saw this time around. That's why some of that history was made. And I think the president didn't necessarily, or the administration, the people around the president, because so much is delegated, they really took for granted or assumed that everybody was on board with some of the things that were happening, especially immigration. I mean, your two big things are immigration and our health care. You know, I say this all the time, but take out that card in your wallet, and what does that card in your wallet tell you? I mean, I know that we can't go back to the 80s or the 70s where you got a job and how many times did they talk about the benefits, the bennies, and it seemed like you went to the doctors and it cost, $10 copay or whatever. Those days are completely annihilated. And part of the reason is because nobody was really watching what was happening on the insurance side, what was happening with the hospitals, what was happening with billing, and there are so many other tentacles, really, to health care. And then we get this health care reform that's jammed down our throats, and the intention is good because, listen, I don't care what label you wear, we all want affordable health care. But the problem is the one size fits all, or we have four different sizes and this is what we get here, led to a lot of problems. I mean, I'm not even saying with, you got to sign up for it and we're having technical glitches. Forget the technical glitches. I'm just talking in general what was happening to a lot of people that fell in the middle class zone. So we're taking America Tonight to Washington for sure this year. It's a done deal, end of January, to talk to all kinds of people about healthcare, people in the healthcare industry from all different angles, and also the lawmakers on the Hill to see where we're headed. Because now there's that conversation about picking apart pieces of it and doing some other things, and we'll see where that all ends up. Coming up on America Tonight at the tail end of the hour, you can just breathe. Breathe, because we have a segment that has nothing to do with our frustrations. Well, maybe it does. Are there any good movies being made? We're going to let you hear little snippets of a couple that are coming up this weekend, and one that has just scored so big at the box office that I saw, that I liked, that I would recommend. Any guesses as to what that was? I don't think you're going to guess, but we'll let you hear what it is coming up in our last segment. And in between, I promise, we are checking the mail. In fact, we are checking the mail next here on the show because I got a ton of mail. A lot of it with politics, but, you know, had to do with politics, but some of it had to do with a couple of other things as well, including this deal with the Navy SEAL who said, I killed bin Laden, because now there's some controversy over that. And I'll explain as we get closer to it. Also, a National Guard helicopter crash. That's a sad thing. And what's the latest going on with Ebola, too, as well, as we mix it in. But I think this shift of power with the majorities is really going to play heavily or weigh heavily in our lives because, you know, what happens in Washington picks our pocket, and it either helps or it hurts us. And I am of the mind that you want some regulation, and there is definitely a need for a home base for a federal government. But too much government has led to overlaps in jobs, and some of the problems that we've now seen happen with the IRS is just a great example of that. But even beyond the IRS. So now with Republicans in, are they going to really try to slash some of that or not? And what happens to budgets? What happens when it comes down to the wire and all those votes matter? What happens when health care comes back up again? What happens with immigration? And remember, there's always executive action. There's always executive orders, which the president has threatened immediately the day after the election, talking about that with immigration, because the phone lines are blowing out at the White House for all the people who are saying, well, wait a second, weren't we supposed to have a couple of things happen here? Weren't we promised that this was going to happen and that was going to happen? And now are we stuck because there's a shift in the Senate? Because really it's the Senate. Since the Senate was the majority Democrats and Harry Reid is no longer the majority leader, of course, it's Mitch McConnell with the swing. But those votes matter. Those votes stop, or they, you know, they're a stopper or a starter. And we've seen that in the entire time that that we've had Obama as the president, when things come up that are particularly sticky where it can stop. Now that's going to be a different story. So are we going to see a lot of vetoes? We hadn't seen too many of those, but I think you're going to start to hear about that. And then you're going to hear about more executive orders that'll be used. And that probably is pulled out for sure during immigration, especially since the president already said that, you know, shot the warning out that that's what he was going to do. And it's not going to just be for immigration. I think you're going to see that happen in a couple of different, you know, areas too, as well. And this is one that you filled up the mailbag on, immigration, because some of you have different points of view on immigration and what should be happening in the United States. One thing is, and I checked on this today, our government's doing better with the student visa thing. They're closing the gap. It's still not completely closed, and we're still hunting for people, which is ridiculous, but we're doing better on the accountability trail of issuing those visas, who's got them, and when they expire. Because remember, that's what opened the floodgates on 9/11 in the first place. Stay with us. We're checking the mail. Next, you can throw in your 2 cents along the way, too. By the way, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. crisis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And if you've never heard me, here's the deal. If you don't feel like picking up the phone and dialing the digits 855-266-5283, or you hear something because you've downloaded the show, and I get that, lots of people doing the download thing along the way, and you want to comment on it, send me an email, americatonight.net. And since I started this show, the emails just flow. I mean, boom. It's like clockwork. Every day I come in, and I know it's going to peg into the red because I have that kind of a system where you've got to go through the emails. Otherwise, they start dumping them off. So we have plenty to get to. Let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. We have to hire Harry Shearer. When we had him on a couple weeks ago, we have to hire him to do voices to do the mailbag. That would be funny. So we got this one from Taylor, who says, Kate, did you see the thing about the Navy SEAL? Isn't that a crazy story, especially since we had seen the 60 Minutes story about the one SEAL who said that he was the one who shot bin Laden. Now it seems there's somebody else that's saying he was the one who did it. Yeah, for the former Navy SEAL, Robert O'Neill, that's his name, he did an interview with the Washington Post. He said he's the one who fired the final shot pumped it into Osama bin Laden in 2011. And he said the other SEAL team members who were involved in the raid, including Mark Bissonette, who detailed what happened there in his memoir, No Easy Day, that they were involved, but that he was the one who shot bin Laden. He said it was clear that bin Laden had been killed and not injured from a shot when he fell to the floor with a split skull. And he said before he was shot, bin Laden had his hands on a woman's shoulders, pushing her ahead, right? You gotta love that. Let me hide behind this woman. Don't shoot me. So he goes on the record and talks about that. And it's been confirmed, too, that he was one of the shooters in the room. But others are questioning again whether he can claim to kill bin Laden since there were two other people in the room who fired weapons. So we're back to the same thing. Did he really kill bin Laden? Mark Bissonette says he killed him. So now we're having debates over who killed him. And then the SEAL commander doesn't like it. The fact that you have another Navy SEAL going public is controversial because they're saying, or one of the commanders is saying, look, this violates this unspoken military rule. Don't seek attention for your service. You know, that's not what we do. That's not in our core values. So we previously had details of the mission in Esquire magazine, and that was O'Neill, but he didn't want to attach his name to it until his identity was leaked to the story on a military blog earlier in the week without his consent. So here we go again. It's the same story, only this time it's somebody different. I don't know. Should there be a rule that you can't, there's how much time goes by and then you can write your memoir? Or no, is this part of the code thing where you can't do that? Where it's just a known fact. I mean, hey, boys, if you're out there, great. And we love you, and you're incredible, and that's why we go and pin medals on you in secret and shake all your hands, but that's the whole idea. It's in secret, and even when you get out, we don't want to have all these things revealed. And I'm kind of in the middle on that because, I'm sorry, it was a great day when they got bin Laden, right? And now this is how many years later, and we've seen detailed accounts and even movie fictionalized deals on what happened there. So we know the details. We know the basic details. And I don't think these accounts are giving away incredible trade secrets that now the Pakistanis or anyone else is going to explode over it because these are secrets and we were revealing too much. It doesn't seem that way to me. I mean, I read the other one, or at least parts of it, and I didn't think that when I read that. Of course, there was things that were redacted from it. But it is interesting that now we have somebody else claiming it was their bullet. Who shot the bullet that brought down bin Laden? You can't keep a secret. I mean, we live in the world of 140 characters, folks. You know the 140 characters, Twitter. There's no secrets going on. When somebody knows, one person knows, it's like a wildfire. Once we got into the cell phones with the pictures and social media out the yang, like things I don't even know. Every day I hear a different form of social media. The secret days of secret are so long gone. I mean, so long gone. All right, I'm going off on a tangent. This one from JK, who says, Kate, did you know that the Texas nurse, because I know you're right there, Amber, her name is, said that she doesn't know how she got Ebola. Well, she got Ebola from the guy who came into this country. That's how she got it. I suppose she means the specifics of it. She says she didn't break protocol, and that's what was initially said when she got Ebola. Yeah, you know, when she got Ebola, that was the thing. Everyone was pounding her about, I shouldn't say everybody, but it first came out that, oh, she broke protocol, because that's what they said, the CDC director said, and it made it look really bad on her. So she's coming out and saying, listen, I take care of myself. I didn't, don't look at me. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that with the Ebola, I didn't break protocol. Let's go to Grimm next. Hello, Grimm.
You've got Grimm milk.
I like it.
I thought you'd like that, Kate. But the other night you had that cheerleader? Oakland, an attorney on, and it really got to me because, you know, you're there near Dallas, and I'm sure all the CEOs and the guests and everything, they probably even have business meetings down there at the gentlemen's clubs that they have in Dallas. And they probably tip them pole dancers more than them girls get paid for one night.
Oh, I guarantee it. We don't even have to guess on that one. They're all making like $100 or $120 or whatever a game, which is so crazy. And you heard what they said about how, and they're so picky about how much that goes into it. I think it's crazy. I think it's wrong.
That's just wrong. It's very wrong.
I think so too.
If anything, you know, I mean, the average pole dancer in a club is probably making at least $800 to $1,000 a night. They should be paying it, you know. But she said what, $1,250 at the end of the year. They should be getting that a game.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the penalties, doesn't the NFL supply them with the uniforms and the pom-poms? And that's their job to take care of, if you ask me, you know, to bring the equipment to the game, you know, like an equipment carrier does for the football players. And then another thing is, if you're a stout fan, you get the NFL catalog.
Yeah.
And what about cheerleader uniforms?
I know.
I think they should have the sole earnings from, you know, if they sell them. And then ladies out there, if they start selling them, buy them up by a ton load, you know. Help support them girls because, yeah, that's, you know, they might as well be, what do you call them, sweatshop workers, you know?
I know. It is. It's terrible. And then they don't. And then, you know, it's pretty brutal, the process they go through. But they don't even make a decent amount of money to put all the hours in that they're putting in. They have jobs. And they're mothers. And they're, you know, busy running around doing other things. So I agree with you, Grimm. That's why I had them on, because I thought it was just absolutely shocking. Thanks for the phone call. He's right. I mean, it is like sweatshop labor. Nuts. Stay with us.
The receiver, with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze-Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze-Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The technical experts have been working nearly nonstop on many of the technical details here. We feel we definitely have time to come to an agreement before November 24th.
All right, we're talking about Iran there, and that State Department spokesperson, Jen Psaki, and she's talking about, again, deadlines. And I'll tell you, when there was a switch in leadership with Mahmoud, my train of thought here, I'm thinking of, when there was a change in leadership and we had Rouhani come in and boot out our friend Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, easy for me to say, that's three cups of coffee, when he was booted out and he was on the ultimate bad guy list, we thought that we were going to see something different because he reached out to the president and he spoke at the UN and spoke about the Iran coming to the table. But you have to remember the Ayatollah, the supreme leader, pulls a lot of strings there. And plus, Rouhani, I think, is a sleight of hand guy. I don't know that Ahmadinejad, he's as bad as Ahmadinejad was. I don't think he is. But Iran still has their agenda pretty set. What do they want to do? They want nuclear capabilities. And some people think Well, who cares? Let them have nuclear capabilities. One of those people was the former congressman, Ron Paul, who said, you know, let them do what they're doing. Let's stay out of that. Let's focus on what's going on here. We're focusing too much and dumping too much money and concern into what's going on over there. But I don't agree, because I think Iran, of all of the places we could put on our list to be concerned about, Iran still makes the top of the list. Why? Because they'll bury people, they'll bury women and accuse them of things and throw stones at them until their head comes off in the ground. I mean, you know, I'm painting a broad stroke here, but some pretty horrific things go on, ridiculous things, as far as some of their laws are concerned. And remember, it was a few years, quite some years ago now, where they tried to break away and things were coming out on Twitter and there was a big standoff and the youth was trying to make a statement and Ahmadinejad was horrified and they had got a handle on it and that blew over for them. But I think you can't trust it with deadlines or not, or whatever it is about coming to the table and let's talk about, you know, we said that you were going to have XYZ done, so we eased off on the sanctions. And here's the problem. Easing off on the sanctions didn't do much because they're still not meeting the requirements that they were supposed to meet. And didn't we all know that? I'm sure if we went back into the archives, you would have me somewhere saying that. How foolish is it to lift off the pressure? Because finally, really finally, the U.S. and others who joined in on this were getting some traction. We're putting some pressure, sanctions that matter, that were starting to affect the economy in Iran. And then we eased off the gas and trusted in the fact that they would meet these deadlines and there would be inspections. And we wouldn't be sweating it out about nuclear ambitions in Iran. And then look what happens. And that there was that one little gap in between Ahmadinejad. It's even hard for me to say his name, I think, because I thought that guy was so evil. I'm serious. He was so evil, so evil. He comes to the United States and basically spits on the ground where Ground Zero was, where the Twin Towers went down, pretty much, and was embraced in a couple of different places in New York, which was so stunning to me. I mean, you remember Ahmadinejad is a guy who said, oh, yeah, there was no Holocaust. They made it up, which is, you can see why Benjamin Netanyahu, who I respect immensely because he wants nothing to do with any of that, is not... It knows if he has to hit a missile, he's ready to do it. If he has to go after Iran and has to do it on his own, then he'll do it on his own. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with this next deadline. All right, in the meantime, sadly, closer to home, as I'm kind of jumping around here a little bit, I hate it when I hear about, you know, and you often don't always, it doesn't register, I guess, because you think of, over there, you think of Afghanistan, Iraq, you think of people on the ground in other areas where we see the quicksand of evil and what we're doing to try to fend that off. But closer to home, in training exercises, so often, I shouldn't say so often, because somebody in the military would just cringe at that thought, and maybe I'm just privy to some of the accidents. Sadly, too often we lose guys to accidents, to crazy things that happen, you know, on the ground close to home. But you don't always hear about them. But this one you did hear about. There were two crew members on an Idaho National Guard helicopter that were killed when it crashed. When they crashed in Boise. They were on a night training mission. A lot of times that's where it's particularly hairy. The helicopter went down about 4 miles south of the National Guard base and near the Boise airport. And they said it was like a fireball in the sky, one of the eyewitnesses. I was driving somewhere and I was listening to that and I thought, oh, another one of those unfortunate accidents that kind of pass you by, and it shouldn't, because we just assume that, okay, there's training and we have these maneuvers that happen, and it's not until there's someplace else that something happens. So check out Tippett here and what he has to say about an accident.
It happened about 12 miles south of Panama City, and there was one person on board. We're just going out there to support the Air Force in its work.
Yeah, and so, you know, there you're talking about a big boy. You're talking about an F-16 going down, and you know, it says it's exactly what he said. We're just going out there for support and to do, you know, whatever they need us to do. And again, that's piggybacking off of the helicopter thing in Boise. The first concern is for any of the pilots or anybody on the ground or anybody connected to it. And then it's about piecing together what happened, and certainly an F-16 versus the amount of that versus what the helicopter would cost would be completely different. But then that's the other part of losing a piece of the equipment. And was it something to do with the way it was maintained? Was it something else? And figuring out so they don't have any repeats that happen in the same area. I mentioned that coming up, we're going to check the movies. And this is the time of year, I've said this before, where more people go to the movies because maybe you get some extra time off. It's the fall. It's cooler in some places. And it's not as much outdoor activity, although you could say in the summer people want to go see movies because it's so hot and you just want to be in the air conditioning. But we're starting to have the movies trickle in that are going to be those most likely big movies of the year. And one of them still continues to be big, and it's been at the box office for a while. And I'm going to tell you what I thought of that movie, because it's still getting so, so much buzz. You wouldn't believe it. Now it seems like movies come into the movie theater and they're there for a couple of weeks, and then before you know it, boom, they're off in the dollar theater somewhere, or they're streaming already. I guess that's the signal that with so many movies and independent movies being made, I guess the signal that it's a decent movie is, you know, or it's struck a nerve with somebody, you know, it's hanging around for 5-6 weeks, it's huge. Because remember the days where you go to a movie and that movie was there forever? I can remember, like, being at the beach. You go to the beach and there's, like, one movie theater, and they play the same movie the whole summer, like Jaws. Nothing like being at the beach and having Jaws on for 2.5-3 months. Now, today, even if it was big box office, it still would wrap up, or they'd have so many other theaters, it might still be on the big screen, but most likely it would already be off being streamed or being ready for release, and something else would be in its place. So, especially if you want to see a sleeper movie that you think is really good versus a big action-packed kind of thing, then you know you got to jump on it right away, because it's probably not going to stay out there very long. Even though we do have all these theaters, every time I go to the movies, it's like exercise, because it's so deep, the movie theaters. Or it didn't used to be that way either. How many screens do they have at these places? You go and you look up and you see that even the one movie you're going to is in three other theaters if it's popular. And it's like walking in caverns, weaving your ways around the hallways and making sure you go in the right direction. I'm like slightly exaggerating, but actually not that much. It's not as easy to find your spot, grab your popcorn, run and sit down quickly. And then once you do, and you realize if you get there early, you have a half an hour to sit through of now commercials, first look at television shows, previews, and oh yeah, then the movie. I think it's on purpose because you already plow through your popcorn. All right, we're taking you to the movies next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nathan Reeder's favorite part of this show, when we actually take you to the movies. Right, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, I like the movies.
Yeah, I bet. What was the last movie you went to see?
You'd be surprised. The Alexander's Very Bad and Horrible Whatever Day.
Really? That a good movie? That looked funny.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. I probably could have waited, but I went with Anna Marie and her cousins. And
yay!
And it was kind of fun. And we came out and saw the promotional statue for this first movie you're going to do, and that was pretty cute.
Well, that's called being a good dad when you take your daughter to a movie.
Oh, well, right? I'm trying to be the fun one, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. That's like some of the best memories I have of my father is going to the movies because he was the fun, cool dad. And he took me to see the movies he probably didn't want to see, but he made me think that he really liked it. So that's the key thing. And I can see why she would be interested in this movie because there is a big promotional. It looks like a giant Michelin man, folks, like this giant marshmallow thing. And
it's squishy too.
Yeah, it's squishy. I've seen it at our movie theater, and it looks like a kind of a cute movie. I have to say, you know, Disney gets this thing. Pixar gets it. They get what kids want to see. So this is probably going to be a pretty decent hit. And it's called Disney's. It's Disney, The Big Hero 6.
This is the first test of my robotics project.
Stop.
The seventh test.
This is Tadashi, my older brother.
33rd test.
Wait, stop.
This is the 84th test.
Hello, I am Baymax.
You worked! Oh, this is amazing!
You wanted to help a lot of people. People keep saying Tadashi's not really gone. As long as we remember him.
Hello, I am Baymax. Tadashi programmed me to heal the sick and injured. You will be all right. There. I would like to help. Scan complete. You are experiencing mood swings. Diagnosis? Puberty.
Whoa, what?
Like spooning a warm marshmallow.
Report hard letting in about a major catastrophe.
We're under attack from a supervillain, people!
Come on, go!
I am not fast.
Yeah, no kidding!
So a man in a kabuki mask attacked you in Balloon Man.
We gotta catch him.
We can't go against that guy. We're nerds!
Trust me, I know about robotics. We can be way more.
Anybody else's suit riding up on him?
Come on! Kick it down! And punch it!
Why is Baymax wearing carbon fiber underpants?
This may undermine my non-threatening huggable design.
He's glorious.
On top of the world!
I wasn't terrified of heights. I probably loved it. But I'm terrified of heights, so I don't love it.
What's wrong with you?
Low battery. Hairy baby.
That was amazing.
You gave me a heart attack.
Clear.
It's just an expression. What do you say, buddy?
Whee!
Okay, get you back in your luggage.
All right, so Big Hero 6, the giant marshmallow-looking creature, is actually an obscure Marvel comic title. And it, you know, I'm sure a lot of people don't realize that, which I think is pretty cool. I didn't know that either. But it's an animated superhero universe kind of thing. And the voices are well-known actors, of course. Maya Rudolph and Damon Wayans Jr. is also on it, and there's a slew of others, too, that you might recognize the actor's voice, but it's not so much about that. I think it's the animation and this story is supposed to be, you know, pretty good. So you've got that balloon-bellied virtual nurse named Baymax, and these two directors that put this together really weave these characters into it. So kids will love this. And they say that this is more male skewing than Frozen, which makes sense. So I'm thinking little girls would like it too, but probably young boys. Kids, of course, are going to like this. And Hero is a crazy, smart kind of kid for his age, and that's it. So you got the Big Hero 6, you got the kid, that they're the main characters in this thing. And the great deal is it's under 2 hours, which is always big when you have kids because you can't, you know, how much attention can they pay to these movies with all the things that come before it? Now, that was for the kids. I think it explodes. It's going to be another big Disney hit. Then you have Interstellar, the movie that's really getting a lot of buzz. Matthew McConaughey is in this, and Anne Hathaway. Take a listen.
We used to look up in the sky and wonder at our place in the stars. Now we just look down and worry about our place in the dirt.
Go for main engine start, T-minus 10.
We must confront the reality that nothing in our solar system can help us.
9.
I've got kids, Professor. How long? Where have you gone?
8.
I'm asking you to trust me.
7.
Murph. You have to talk to me, Murph.
6.
Need to fix this before I go.
You have no idea when you're coming back.
5. Main engine start.
Couldn't you have told her you were going to save the world?
No.
4.
When you become a parent.
3.
One thing becomes really clear.
2.
And that's that you want to make sure your children feel safe.
1.
I'm coming back.
When?
I love you forever.
Potentially habitable worlds right within our reach.
Could save us from extinction.
Here we go.
You can't just think about your family. Now you have to think bigger than that.
I am thinking about my family and millions of other families.
Maybe we've spent too long trying to figure all this out with theory. Love is the one thing that transcends time and space.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
All right, Reagan.
Yes, you are.
We'll find a way that we always have.
Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain. It's Earth's future. What happens? Is the world going to be saved or not? Michael Caine is in this, and they're working on plans to save mankind. Boy, we've heard this theme before. By transporting Earth's population to a new home through a wormhole. But first they have to send McConaughey up there and a team of researchers to see what they can find out and if it's a possibility. And this is supposed to be just explosive. Pardon the pun. It's getting stars across the board. If you like space things. And by the way, my thumbs up movie is Gone Girl. Ben Affleck really nails this, hits it out of the park. He's the husband who gets fooled into marrying the crazy woman. And it's still in the theaters, just raking in the dough. Lots of dough. But it's a good movie if you like thrillers. I'd recommend it. If it goes to the Dollar Theater, if you haven't seen it full price, wait till then and then go and see it. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.